Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. I'm coming to you live from Istanbul, Turkey for their annual Builder Expo. This is a massive show with over 10 exhibition halls, over 500 exhibitors, and they report that more than 50,000 people will be in attendance. I'll do a separate show later this week specifically on the expo. On today's show, I'm sharing my observations about Turkey. I've visited several cities in Turkey over the years, including Izmir, Istanbul, Anatolia, Kusadasi, and Ephesus. And it's been about 5 years since I was here last, and maybe 10 years since I spent considerable time here. The first time I visited Istanbul, I was 12 years old, and so I've seen the city grow up, so to speak. Today, it's a very modern city, and also a very populated city with over 15 million people. Seeing a ton of new construction throughout the city, most of it mid-rise in the range of 6 to 10 stories. There's also some high-rise buildings. Remember, this is a seismic region with regular seismic activity, including the devastating earthquake only a couple of years ago. That's a whole other topic I'm not going to get into today. Traffic was horrendous when I first came here as a child, and it's still horrendous today. The air quality during rush hour traffic is frankly terrible, and it reminds me of the days when pollution was so bad in major cities in the U.S. like New York and Los Angeles that a brown dome hung over the city from horizon to horizon. In North America, we're accustomed to being asked the price for a product or service, and we generally pay that price or decline the offer if we think it's too expensive. But in Turkey, everything is a negotiation, or at least that's how it seems. Turkey sits at the crossroads of modern European culture and a very traditional Islamic way of life. These cultures are often at odds with one another, but they seem to somehow peacefully coexist here. After speaking with several business executives here in Istanbul, I've learned a few things about the real estate market. Property prices in a good area like Marmara, which is on the Asian side of the waterway known as the Bosphorus, or in fact anywhere in central Istanbul, are over $1 million. Makes it extremely unaffordable for anyone looking to break into the housing market. And I think these prices are clearly the result of inflation. If you're looking at anything in the $500,000 range, you're looking at the outskirts of the city for anything of decent quality with decent amenities. The biggest surprise are the builder profit margins. In North America, we become accustomed to seeing profit margins for builders squeezed to the point of sometimes being negative. A marginal profit is considered 20 to 30% in North America. In Turkey, by comparison, the profit margins can range anywhere from 100 to 150% for a builder. And when pressed about these margins, builders often cite the risks associated with inflation, causing an erosion of the margin between the time the contract is signed and the completion of construction. Inflation in Turkey is running pretty hot, and it has been for years. The current president, Erdogan, has come under tremendous pressure to bring inflation under control. The next presidential election is not until 2028. And so far, the president has been losing support in municipal elections, not just in a few cities, but now in many cities across the nation. Turkey has been at the crossroads of cultures for centuries. The differences don't seem to be a problem for them. For example, at the Builders Expo this week, there were several suppliers from Russia. Spending time here has made me more aware of my own biases. I talked with several of them about their products. When I told them that I'm building apartments in the U.S. and Canada, they understood immediately that it would be impossible for me to buy from them. Many of them are supplying birch plywood panels for a wide variety of applications, and many of these panels are coated in a black plastic film that's quite thick and durable. I'd assumed that the film would be moisture protection for use in new construction. I immediately saw application for these panels as sheathing in walls and roofs. Moisture protection could be simply achieved by the addition of tape at the seams, and you eliminate the need for a Tyvek wrap. These panels are really beautiful. They're almost like a work of art. Quality's amazing. There's no voids visible anywhere in the laminating process. For example, if you look at any sheet of plywood from Home Depot and you cut through it, you'd be hard-pressed not to find voids somewhere in the laminating process. We also find that plywood panels in North America are much less stable. They tend to warp quite easily. And these panels from Russia are perfectly straight. They're truly the best examples of plywood I've seen anywhere in the world, and I've purchased a fair share of marine-grade plywood over the years. But now I'm thinking from a North American perspective. The plywood is designed for manufacturing forms for use in concrete. The plastic layer keeps the concrete from sticking to the wood, and the quality of the panel results in excellent quality concrete finish for any exposed interior concrete walls. This is another example of my own bias preventing me from seeing what would have been obvious to someone locally here in Europe. So I'm learning here continuously every day. For example, another bias I bring to the discussion is the assumption that product developers should be thinking about how their product gets used. I visited the headquarters of a very large wood panel manufacturing company here in Istanbul. The company's the largest in Turkey and the third largest in the world in terms of output. They've got factories throughout Europe and Asia, and I asked one of the product managers how they recommended their panels should be fastened when used in a ceiling application. He looked at me like I was from Mars. He said that he had absolutely no idea. They only manufacture the product and they have no idea how someone would use it. That's up to them. They focus on manufacturing panels. In North America, we've become accustomed to the idea that value is created through the packaging of products into more complete solutions. It's in that process that we create more value and we can charge higher prices. Well, these folks are doing the exact opposite. They're saying, here's a wall panel. You can use it anywhere you like. It's beautiful. It's inexpensive. And it's up to you to figure out how to use it. They are absolutely producing a commodity, and they're doing it at a very competitive price. Many of the vendors I met with this week are doing exactly the same thing. They're producing highly specialized commodities. I'm going to have more to report in the coming days, in particular over the Builder Expo. But in the meantime, as you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.